Aleph on Aleph, and the Rashi's Chatzir HaBo'ol La'achim Mikan, about more than halfway down the page. So we're going to make a Gzeira. We would have considered making a Gzeira because of the following case. A Chatzir which came to her afterwards, what does that mean? The husband wrote a get for the wife. He put the get in the neighbor's chotzer. And then the owner of the chotzer transferred the chotzer to the woman either through mechira or nosun lo b'matana. He gave it to her as a matana. So that case is no good. Vavada enim agereshes. Doesn't work. The man megarish lo. Where's the gerishin? The kashenotzen habal haget pechotzer lo yishalo hayusab the tikti lo chetera kilo noisa beyada. Putting the get into her chotzer is like putting the get into her hand. It's not her chotzer. At the time when he gave the get, the husband gave the get, so the nesinas I get wasn't into her chotzer because it wasn't her chotzer yet. He also high chotzer lo yada. And afterwards, when she acquires the chotzer, lav mikarech habal asyilo, it's not coming from the husband. The nehevi noisin lo hachotzer by get biyachet. So the scenario of the Gemara over here, he's putting the get into his chotzer, and then giving her the get and the chotzer simultaneously. Over there, it's not coming from the baal. So there's no active nesina from the baal. So Abaya said, We have a fundamental problem over here. The chotzer has to be doimet to yad, and yad the gerushin is bal karcha, and this chotzer, since it's been given to her through the husband, being marked to her the chotzer as a matana, she could choose to say yes or no. So that which a chotzer is considered an extension of her yad is only in a case where it's even bal karcha. Ma yad the isa be gerushin al karcha. It has to be that the chotzer can work even against her will. She owned the chotzer already. Before the husband put the get on the chotzer, at that point in time, once she owns the chotzer, the husband puts in the chotzer, she's divorced whether she likes it or not. But in this scenario, bal karcha lesa, the Amra Efshi Lakabo Matana Mimenu Lakanyan Law Lahai Chotzer. The only way the Chotzer works is because the husband's marked it to her. She can refuse that Nasina. Well, let me Garshabe, and she won't be divorced. The Amra Lo Nichali Lamikne, I don't want to be kind of the Chotzer. So the get's in the Chotzer, the husband's be marking her the Chotzer and the get simultaneously, but only if she agrees to accepting the Chotzer. So that's what Rabbi asked. So on that, Gemara said that Rav Simon bar Ashi challenged Rabbi's question, what about Shlichus? Shlichus doesn't work, Bal Karcha. Shlichus Isha, Oysa Shlichus, Kabbalah Midaito. The woman can appoint a Shliach to represent her for Gerishit. But that's only Midaito, but Bal Karcha, Eino Nasa Shlucha. That the shliach cannot become her shliach against the will of the woman. That she should become divorced through his acceptance of the gets. Now, that much is true, that the husband can make a shliach who is empowered to give her the get against her will. But on her end, when she makes a sheikh l'kabbalah, that's not true. You can make a sheikh l'kabbalah. You can make a sheikh l'kabbalah. If you're going to look at one, then after one, v'shilach, v'shilcha, karibay, v'shlocha, b'lem apike. V'shilcha, mibay yisoy, means he sends v'shilcha with a mapike, as if it wrote the Torah, wrote v'shilach, so he sent her out. If you read without a mapike, it's she is sending. So we darshan so she can make a shliach to represent her. So Morris says that shlichus is not from Yad. Shlichus is it's a different concept. So that's that. Our Rabbi's title was that something which is learned from Yad has to function like a Yad. Shlichus doesn't not learn from Yad. Then the Morris says he boys say that even if shlichus would be learned from Yad, which it isn't. But it is. You're asking me, is it? It's possible the shlichus bal korcha. The answer is yes, because by case of mktana via makabel gitta, kiraflam the ksubas perik nara, miyotzavahayis. So the same way the father has the power to be makabel her kedushin when she's a ktana or a nara, the father is empowered to be makabel her gerushin, that when she's an arusa, a ktana arusa. Or a Nara Rusa. So she's still Bishus Ahav, so the father can be Mekabel. So the more saying that Bishlam on the Kedushin, the Torah is saying he's the one who has the right to marry her off. At the end of the day, the husband begarish the wife, not the father. So it's the Torah is creating a Shlichus of the Ketana, Bal Korcha. And that works. The father, that the husband can give the get into the hand of the father against the father's will. So the whole thing does work. Bal karcha. Okay. Fine. One point I wanted to point over here in the sugya, and this is that the Gemara before discussed this issue was: do they know to be makna to make a serious hakna? So the Gemara says that in the case of the zaken, the zaken would write up the shtoris, be makna them to the loiva would then turn around and be makna them back to the zaken who was the malva. So. Really, the shtar that's written by the loiva has to be owned by the loiva, that the loiva should then, by giving this shtar which belongs to him, is being makna shibu to the malva. The malva is writing up the shtar and being makna to the loiva, and the loiva is then being makna back to the malva. So Morris says, but do they know that you have to really be makna because it's just he gives it, gets it back right away. People don't take that so seriously. Morris says, no, the zaken knows. So Rashba says, that's very nice that the Zaken knows, but the problem is that the people who aren't the Zaken don't know. You need two parties for a Kenyan. So what's the Moor's argument that, the Shani Zaken, that he's a knowledgeable person, right? Zaken Shani, the Yad Lak Nuyeh. So Rashba says over here, you see this concept of Kodasa Heres Magna. If on the part of the makna there is das to be makna, even on the part of the kaina there's not das to be kaina, as long as the kaina is not being misnagged to the kinyan, but even though he doesn't have das, so the kaina is kaina miraisa through das acheres makna. That's when we get the discussion of a father being makna a set of dalad minim to his son, so, who's under a mitzvah, so he. Or to his daughter under bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. So they don't have das to be kind of, but it doesn't make a difference if you hold das to cheres makna works mitaraisa. They're going to be kind of mitaraisa because he has das to makna. Then the problem is, of course, once he's done that, it's no longer his. So he should make sure he does the mitzvah first before he's makna to the child, because if he wants to makna to the child, he can't get it back. So Rasha brings a right from this Gemara that Das Acheres Makna is a Din D'Oraisa, because the Gemara is discussing the validity of Shtoris, etc. The Gemara is discussing in the context of the validity of a get. So the Gemara is talking at the D'Oraisa level that such a thing works. Okay.
Couldn't you just say also that the Zakat will explain to the quote?
It's a possibility, but the more does not seem to be saying that that's in the kuna of the point of it. The more is just simply because the zaken is knowledgeable, it seems to be enough. I mean, the case of the get, we can explain it to the woman also. The problem is we're afraid that they don't take it seriously because they don't understand like why it's so important. Said the Gemara. So Mishnah said, you can write it after discussing what type of ink you're using, what type of medium. Mishnah said, Al Kol Kos, and you can write on Olah Shel Zayis, Keren Shel Parda, Yad Shel Eved. So Mishnah Bishlam Yad the Eved. Although Yad Shel Mikseh, so you're not allowed to cut off the hands. So therefore, we're not afraid. We mentioned before that there's this problem of b'kasa b'katsa tzunosan. You can't have the ksiva, and that there's this, you know, there's another step which is required between the ksiva and the nesina. So in a case where he cuts off he writes on a shofar, he writes in a karen. He cuts it off and gives it, that's going to be problematic because it was because of an osan. So it says, the case has to be that he gives her, if he writes on the Karen Shel Parda, he gave the whole Parda. Yad Shel Eved, he gave the whole Eved. So Morris says, by the case of the Eved, you can't do that. El Karen Shel Parda, Liksei Belisile. So just cut it off and give it. So this is a question which we spoke about. So you can't have another step in between. So you're not allowed to hurt him in any way. Fine. So there's this new problem.
I don't understand the...
I don't understand either. Yeah, okay.
The fact that he's the Shaykh Mitzvah makes it a problem to Mechabel.
Right, it sounds like Rashi holds you like Mechabel and the Goy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That the only problem of being chayvul in the evidence is because the evidence shaykh b'mitzvahs, which Rashi means sounds like you're allowed to be chayvul in a goy, unless you tell me that he's shaykh b'mitzvahs also. So then what's Rashi explaining? Sounds like you're saying specifically it's a shaykh b'mitzvahs that chayvul in a goy is mutter. So it's just chayvul in an evidence also. Okay, I'm not familiar with that. Okay. Tosis points out over here that this problem of mechusar ksiva ksitza v'nesina is only by Balei Chayim, which is a significant act, or even by a case of something which is growing, a tree. It's a mechubar l'karka. But if you have a big piece of paper, you decide, you know, you end up not using the whole piece, you want to cut off some of the paper before you give it to her, that's not a significant act of change, then that would go into this problem of mechusar ksitza. This is referring to simply to a ksitza, which there's a significant, distinct change because of it. So Rav Yosef Lili said that there's a problem with Balei Chayim. You cannot write a get on Balei Chayim. V'loy alo echlen. So, Rav Yosef Lili Chayim, v'loy alo echlen. My time with Rav Yosef, what's Rav Yosef's argument? That the Gemara, the Tanya, my time is clearly the Tanya Sefer. It says because of Lost Sefer Krisus, because of Sefer Krisus, Benasam Biyada. You write a Sefer Krisus, so it says Sefer. So the Brisa says, Sefer Elin El Sefer is something which would be written on parchment, written on paper, that which is like a Sefer. Menayin L'Rabba is called Arba. How do you know that you can write in anything? Any Nixiva. Sefer. So then why does the Torah say Sefer? If you're going to end up being marba everything, what do you need Sefer for? So this Brisa says that there's a problem of Ruachayim and Oichel.
The cost of love, Mikomak, I understand the structure. We need the cost of love.
So Rashi says the Jerusha is built on the that the order of the pasuk says the cost of a nos and sever krisus beyond the it's not because of sever krisus when the son beyond the it's the way it's written that it sounds like the cost of law sever krisus when the son beyond the that when it comes to her it's going to be an act of krisus. Which the Chum are going to argue also, but the stress on the word, if the main Nakuda was that it's a safer, that it's only safer, it's both the Ksiva and the Sina have to be specifically with the safer. So it's because of the cost of Venosan safer Jesus. That's how Rashi sees the Joshua. Okay. Rabbanan iksiv bis sefer kidekamarta hasha iksiv sefer the serious devarim hu da asa. So the point of the sefer is not a sefer versus a non sefer. The point of the sefer is it should be a sefer krisus. It should be something which is clear and explicit that it's describing an act of krisus. So it's not a lotion of sefer. It's a lotion of recounting an act of krisus. So a totally different din. Okay, so the Rabbanan high because of my abdiblay. So what does Kosa teach me then? The only way you can she divorce is through Ksiba, but not that she could buy her way out. So that the Ramino Akish Yitzhiyah Havaya, Ma Havaya Bekasif, he acquires over giving her Kasif. So if you see another Bekasif, she acquires herself back by, with Kasif. Kamash Malon.
I told it here.